How often it happens to each of us, we're walking down a crowded street or through a department store, or perhaps walking through an airport filled with people at holiday time, and we notice all of a sudden that there's something very familiar about another person in the crowd around us. We notice a tilt of the head, a style of walk, a swing of the shoulders, and we realize that somewhere, sometime in the past, we must have known that person. And we dig deep down into our memory. And the other person notices and is puzzled by us too, although she or he is also at a moment of pre-recognition. Now sometimes that kind of a light dawns simultaneously with both people meeting each other. And the two of them say, of course, we remember from childhood or from the teen years or perhaps early adult years. And we say to each other how much has changed, and at the same time how very, very much still remains the same. At other times, under the same circumstance, the recognition of each other never quite comes off. We simply have confused a mysterious stranger with someone else. Still other times, each of us has had this eerie, strange deja vu experience, a strange feeling that I have been here before. We have never known the other person before, and yet somehow we are simply almost positive that we have seen that person, and even the feeling of that particular moment. So we may have had a real recognition, a false recognition, or a mysterious deja vu recognition. Now these experiences that we all have always end up being disconcerting because they always touch down into the hidden memories of our past that we thought would never again surface. Now this recognition experience can take other forms in our lives. Husband and wives have told me so often that the first time they saw their future spouse enter a room, they simply knew instantly that this was the person they would marry someday. And other times, we can tell whenever we meet a person whether or not that person will end up being a friend. There is simply something indefinable. The way the person smiles or talks, the instantaneous willingness of that person to reveal mutual interests or commitments or values. We simply know intuitively, by instinct, in an eerie kind of way, that this person someday will be a friend, even though it takes a long, long time using the left brain to figure out, to rationalize, to articulate precisely the ground for that friendship that becomes lasting. Because all of this is so common among people, psychologists call these recognition experiences. These are recognition experiences where the preconscious is at work. The preconscious is always at work in these recognition experiences. This strange aspect of our personality is something they tell us like a radar scanner. A radar scanner in our head that is constantly collecting data far more rapidly than we are able to evaluate it. Now, sometimes the impression from this built-in radar set is so powerful that even without our having to evaluate, we simply know intuitively before evaluation that someone we've met is our kind of person, either to be a friend for life or perhaps someday to marry for life. Now, sometimes the preconscious is wrong. We discover we really did not know the other person at all. But most often, the preconscious is right. The preconscious, this mysterious element that we all have, has eyes. Eyes to see through other people, and these eyes are simply incredibly powerful. Now, obviously, it is one of those recognition experiences that is described in today's gospel. The experience that we heard it described is heavily laden with theological reflections and with religious symbols by John the Evangelist. Yet, what is described in the gospel is a kind of psychological experience that we all have. We all have them. Remember, Jesus had been a disciple of John for some time. John knew this young man. He had even baptized him. But suddenly, for John, all the pieces of the Jesus puzzle fit together. All the pieces of the Jesus puzzle fell into place for John. In this one profound moment of recognition, all of a sudden for John the Baptizer, the recognition that this remarkable young man, Jesus, who always had appeared so pleasant, so strong, so intelligent, so patient, so highly principled, so vigorous, all of a sudden, this person who had appeared in the crowd as being special. But the precise nature of the specialness in Jesus was evident now. All of a sudden, John recognized this young man as the one who was to come, the one for whom the Baptist had been preparing all the while. All of a sudden, all the pieces fit together that John had studied about from the Old Testament, the Scriptures, the Prophets. The puzzle, all of a sudden, was solved. John the Baptist knew who Jesus was. Instinctively, intuitively, a recognition experience. Now, for all of us, there are two kinds of recognition. When we also, as with John the Baptizer, suddenly see all the pieces of the Jesus puzzle fit together for ourselves, we all go through what John the Baptizer went through. All of a sudden we understand what it was that we had been studying of what Jesus talked about. All of a sudden, we grasp for the first time the full burden of the good news, the message of Jesus. We perceive all of a sudden the point of view of Jesus. We get, as it were, into his head and see the world for the first time the way he saw it. Now, that moment of recognition can be what we would call a conversion experience. Or some people call it a twice-born experience. But it need not ever be that powerful, not dramatic. Normally, these are small, minor experiences. It's an experience of understanding what Jesus was talking about, but finally it hits us fully. And we are able to decide that now, knowing what he meant, we are willing to take a chance to live that way, to start living lives of trust and openness and courage and generosity. Now, the second form of recognition experience for us is to discover Jesus in someone else, as John the Baptizer did. Now, that experience is very often the result of the first experience. For if we finally understand the good news of Jesus, if we understand his message, then we also begin to perceive that as a result, we are to love the sisters and the brothers, whether they are beautiful or not, as though they were Jesus. Understanding his words for the first time, that whatever we do to them, we do to Jesus, who lives in them. Now, the second kind of recognition experience reveals to us a particular person who now merits our kindness, our patience, and our love, just as though she or he were Jesus himself. Or otherwise, it happens to be a particular situation that simply from now on will demand from us a really passionate concern, just as though it were Jesus himself who were suffering or in need or in pain in that situation. Now, if we pay attention to our recognition experiences, our lives, little by little, will be transformed, and the life of the other person, when that person recognizes that attention is being given. Our lives are transformed. They cannot ever remain the same. But here's the trouble, the problem. These recognition experiences are fleeting. They are instantaneous insights from this radar scanner that can be lost quickly or hardly even noticed, because we are so busy with so many things, so preoccupied with duties and responsibilities and schedules and problems and worries and concerns, so eager to meet deadlines in daily life, that the recognition experience, which can be like a blinding explosion in our mind, like a sudden flash of light in its intensity, also can go away so quickly that we sometimes persuade ourselves that it never happened. And yet it is a fair bet that in the lives of each of us here in this room now, during the past week, that each of us had at least one moment of recognition this past week. Whether it be that we saw a person, or that for the first time in our life, an idea or a truth, for the first time in our life, was understood clearly and decisively with all of its implications. And that moment of recognition could have transformed us to that extent for the rest of our lives.